In several weeks, we will celebrate Bodhi Day, the awakening of Shakyamuni Buddha in northern Buddhist traditions. We celebrate this on December 8th. In other Buddhist traditions, they celebrate this on other days, Wesak in the spring. But whenever this occurred, it's important to know that when we celebrate the Buddha's awakening, we are also celebrating the awakening to life that all of us are and have access to, the awakening to being who we are. It is said the Buddha, seeing the morning star, was awakened, enlightened, if you want to use the word. And the Buddha said, "How wonderful, how wonderful. I and all beings of the great earth have together attained the way." Another way of what he said is, and this is from the Avatamsaka Sutra, also known as the Wayanjing, says, the Buddha says, "Wonderful, wonderful," or "amazing, amazing," depending how you translate it. "All sentient beings are fully endowed with the insight of the Tathagata. Or there's no place where the prajna, insight of the Tathagata, doesn't reach, because there's not a single sentient being that is not fully endowed with the wisdom of the Tathagata. Not a single sentient being." Unfortunately, because of deluded thinking, erroneous views and attachments, we can call it, we people, sentient beings, do not see it. And because we don't see it, because we believe our deluded thoughts, we suffer. As soon as deluded thinking, grasping ceases, then the insight and the wisdom of who we are manifests of itself. We don't have to go looking for that. And that's the reason the Buddha decides, when he does, to go teach, to enable us. That's the reason practice is to enable us to cease holding or clinging to the deluded thoughts or attachments or views that get us in trouble. We don't have to go seek something else from somewhere else, because from the beginning we are fully endowed with this wisdom. It is who we are. It's not something extra. And yet, we have to cease over and over these habits that get us in trouble. The habits, the views, the attachments that seem so natural. We don't have to go digging around for anything. Practice is very simple. Views, attachments pop up of themselves. When they pop up, if we have the capacity and ability to see them and then to cease clinging to them, right there Everything is taken care of. Right there, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the various realms are evident for us in our life exactly as it is. So, sutras, practices are to enable us to be the Tathagata wisdom, prajna, that we truly are, not to get it from somewhere else. As the sutra says, this spontaneous insight, unobstructed view, insight, or what we are fully endowed with. And yet, we're also, what should I say, sadly, seem to regularly be endowed with ways to blind ourselves with attachments that seem natural and true. Each of us are the experts on what is so in our life, or let us say differently, what attachments seem true to us, what habits of mind seem natural. Don't have to get rid of them, just keep seeing them for what they are. Of themselves, we then are not obstructed by them. Just as we're not obstructed by sounds that arise and pass, so too we could cease to be obstructed by attachments if we see them for what they are. And it takes the, the brave courage to be willing to notice them as and when they arise. That's what we do in Zazen. That's what we do throughout our life. Using, being supported by whatever works in our life to enable us to do this. So on Bodhi Day, I think it's Saturday, December 7th, we will have Zazen during the day. And then at the end of the Zazenkai, there'll be a potluck, and then the next day we'll have the formal Sunday sitting and service. Traditionally, there would be, if we were doing a monastic schedule, there would be an 8-day sesshin leading up to this. Since we're not doing that this year, you'll have to do your own Rohatsu sesshin, 8-day practice period, to encourage yourself and support yourself in being who you are. Encourage all those you meet in your life by validating who they are in your interactions, recognizing them as the Buddhas to be that they are, as the Bodhisattvas that they are. You're recognizing them, recognizing them, does not mean that you have to tell them anything, nor do you have to make them act differently. Simply, you do what's appropriate to be directly present, sharing life with them as they are. You, each of us, must notice where our wisdom, our prajna, is hindered, blinded by what we're believing about them, our, as the sutra said, calls it, deluded thinking, erroneous views, and attachments. So our job and our practice now, then, whether in formal zazen or at other times, is to become sensitive and noticing deluded thinking, erroneous views, attachments. That's caught in self-centered dream. Simply take care of that when you notice it in your zazen, in your life, and make an extra effort between now and Bodhi Day so that we all, with all beings on this planet, with all beings that we encounter in various realms, can acknowledge and celebrate our wisdom, our prajna life that we share with all the myriad Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Thank you.